I thank my God every time I mention you in my prayers. I'm thankful for all of you every time I pray. And it's always a prayer full of joy. I'm glad because of the way you have been my partner in the ministry of the gospel from the time you first believed it until now. I'm sure about this. The one who started a good work in you will stay with you to complete the job by the day of Christ Jesus. I have good reason to think this about all of you because I keep you in my heart. You are all my partners in God's grace, both during my time in prison and in the defense and support of the gospel. Good God is my witness that I feel affection for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. This is my prayer, that your love might become even more and more rich with knowledge and all kinds of insight. I pray this so that you will be able to decide what really matters, and so you will be sincere and blameless on the day of Christ. I pray that you will then be filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes from Jesus Christ in order to give glory and praise to God.
Hello, I'm Dixie. When all this started, I was scared and impatient and resentful, but gradually I realized that my life really hadn't changed much. I miss going out to lunch with friends, and I miss going to the gym at the senior center, and mostly to church, but I'm retired and a natural loner, so I'm fine. The question today is, what have I become more grateful for? I appreciate my cozy home and full pantry. I love the internet because it's my window to the world. I'm thankful for my Kindle because even while the libraries were closed, I could download books and audiobooks. I never knew how much I would appreciate curbside pickup. I'm happy for the opportunity to appreciate solitude. Brad always told us that the church is not the building, and I'm grateful that he and the rest of our staff are finding ways to help us explore what church means in this strange new world. I don't believe things are going to go back to the way they were before. I don't think I'll ever again feel safe in a crowd or going out without a mask. I'm sure I'll never shake hands or hug anyone again. I'm thankful to have all of you in my life, even if it's only Facebook and Zoom. Stay well.
It has been a tough year. I'm already worn and weary, and with the numbers rising, restrictions returning, and the winter before us, there is a level of anticipatory grief and anxiousness that lingers over everything. Life is hard right now, even for those of us who are used to and still live in incredible comfort. A few months ago, I realized my attention was focused on all of the frustration and the fatigue. I was completely lost in the haze of breaking news alerts, daily case count updates, and campaign ads. And I wanted a way out. I happened across an NPR story that was sharing research on the role of gratitude in changing how our brains work. And so that night at dinner, we began a new family ritual. every night as we share a meal, we go around the table three times around and we share something from our day we are thankful for. On good days, it's a moment of celebration. On tougher days, it's a time to remember that there are always things to be thankful for. See, even on the days that I am the most pessimistic, I'm still sitting at a table with a meal in front of me in a warm house with people I love. I mean, that's three things to be thankful for right there. See, that is the most foundational reason for this practice. On the days I need it most, I take account of all that I truly have, blessings I so regularly overlook, and it helps me. It helps me be more appreciative. It helps me hope. This practice of gratitude is what inspired our November worship series, Words of Thanks. Throughout the month, we will be reflecting on the many communal blessings we can be thankful for and allowing words of thanks to inspire our ministry as a congregation. I mean, as a congregation, there are so many places our attention could be focused that do not inspire and do not motivate. I mean, we miss being together. We want to worship in the sanctuary. We want to sit at tables and share conversations over coffee and cupcakes. We want to join our voices together in the same room singing, and we want to watch the kids run down the aisles collecting change. The longing that we're experiencing, the frustration, the disappointment, these are very real feelings for very real reasons. They are also not our only reality. We still have things we can offer thanks for as we gather together from home, as we share communion at a drive-through table. In the weeks to come, we will be reminded of the life-changing, world-shaping ministry that is still happening every day here at Highlands United Methodist Church, even amidst the pandemic. Now today, we have a special opportunity to share in a sacred act of thanks. Today, we heard names of those who have died in the last year read aloud, and we are invited to remember. Our list of names is quite full this year. Each of you in your individual lives have experienced the loss of loved ones who shaped who you are, whether those people died this year or in the past. All of us in our communal life have experienced the loss of loved ones that shaped who we are as a congregation. Some of them died this year. Others we have named and remembered for many years. And we set aside a day each year to be intentional in our remembering. We light candles to remember the light each person brought into the world as they shared the divine spark God entrusted to them. And in full knowledge and hope of God's eternal love, the words, "I miss you," are joined by the words, "I remember you." We offer these words as an act of thanks. But this one day is not the only time we remember. As we grieve the loss of loved ones, there are so many times and ways their memories come to us. It can be hard sometimes when the grief is still fresh and everything reminds us of them. It can be hard sometimes when seemingly out of nowhere something reminds us of them and we get blindsided by grief we thought we'd moved through. It can be hard sometimes when birthdays, anniversaries, or holidays come around. It can be hard sometimes because when we remember them, we miss them. One of my favorite phrases in the writings of Paul in the New Testament is this from Philippians. "I thank my God every time I remember you." It is an invitation for us to find thanks for one another, whether we're separated merely by distance as we are now, or even separated by death. It is an encouragement to recognize the blessing of having relationships worth missing. It helps us honor our difficult feelings while finding reasons that give us feelings that uplift us. Paul goes on to describe the effect such remembering has on his soul. In all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy. Today, we are brought joy at the memory of those who shaped our lives. We got to know them, and we will never forget them. On All Saints' Day, we offer thanks to God for those we name through the act of remembering. We are creating space in our lives for a part of those we love to be present with us, even though they are no longer physically here. I remember you. These are words of thanks that express gratitude for the life and the memory. They are words that hold that tension of missing someone and being thankful for someone. It holds those two in harmony together. And as we hold that space, as we speak names aloud, as we remember once again, I cherish that those we give thanks for are themselves thankful to be remembered. Amen.